Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Ward! Ward!
Yes?
Lunch is ready. Where are the boys?
Well, I think Wally's out in the garage with Eddie. I guess Beaver's up in his room.
Honey, you go on up and get Beaver. I'll call Wally. Oh. Wally! Wally!
Gee, Mom, we're not doing anything wrong.
I know you're not. Come in for lunch.
Beaver! Did you hear me?
Yeah, Dad. What do you want?
You come down here and find out what I want.
Couldn't you holler up what you want?
Beaver?
Hi, Mrs. Cleaver.
Hello, Eddie.
Gee, that sure is a neat-looking apron.
Yeah, thank you, Eddie.
Hey, Mom, can Eddie stay for lunch?
Well, Wally, I...
Well, if you don't have enough, Mrs. Cleaver, I can just sit here and watch Wally eat.
I'm sure we have enough, Eddie.
You sit there. I'll get the stool.
Well, I guess we got them all rounded up. But...
Oh. Mrs. Cleaver invited me to lunch.
Oh, how nice.
Hi, Eddie.
You go ahead and wash your hands?
Gee, they're already clean. We're washing the mud off my bike.
All right.
Mom, maybe I should save my lunch until Chewy gets here.
Chewy?
Oh, no, dear. Chewy isn't coming over until later.
Who's Chewy?
Well, I haven't met him yet, but he's a new boy in Beaver's class.
Yeah, they moved into that big house over on Grand Avenue.
Beaver's been going over there a lot lately, so I thought Chewy could come over here today.
I bet his parents won't let him come over. My mother says they're real stuck up, and they don't talk to nobody. Anybody.
His folks are real nice. And when I'm Madeline Mandel, Chewy's just about my best friend.
He's kind of dumb-looking, Mr. Cleaver. I saw him on Sunday, and he was wearing short pants.
Now, look, boys, Beaver's going to have a little friend over here, and I don't want you big fellas picking on him.
Gee, we wouldn't do that. But we're going to be working on my bike. I just hope they don't come around asking a lot of dumb questions.
Well, if they do, you and Eddie just give them some dumb answers.
Oh, sure, Mr. Cleaver.
Mom, Chewy's here!
Oh, fine. Oh, well, how do you do? Won't you come in? I'm Mrs. Cleaver.
Well, this is Chewy.
Well, hello there, Chewy. I've heard a lot about you. I'm sorry I'm such a mess. I was just straightening up. Beaver didn't tell me that you were going to bring Chewy over.
Say, Mom, should Chewy come over? She's not stuck up, is she?
Beaver. Sorry. Boys say the silliest things.
Nos gusta mucho su hijito.
I beg your pardon?
I do not be English. Hablamos solamente español.
Oh, español. I do not the Spanish. Chewy, you tell your mother that I'm very pleased to meet her. And would she please come in the other room and sit down?
¿Qué dice? Yo no entiendo. She's glad to see you, Mom. Come on, I'll show you my electric train.
Sí, vamos. Beaver. Do you understand what he says?
Uh-uh. I just understand what he means. Come on, let's go, Chewy.
Vamos arriba. Shall we go in the other room?
Muchas gracias, Señora Cleaver.
Won't you sit down? No, sit down. La mesa.
La mesa?
La mesa.
Oh, gracias.
Uh,
Beaver make much kind to Chewy.
Oh, yes, Beaver is much kind to everybody.
Have you seen my claw hammer? If those boys have got...
Dear, this is Chewy's mother.
Oh, how do you do? You'll have to forgive my bursting in here like this, but you know how it is with boys in the house. I'm very happy to meet you.
Tengo mucho gusto en conocerlo.
I beg your pardon?
She speaks only Spanish.
Buenos dias.
Qué sorpresa. Me gusta mucho que usted puede hablar español. Yo soy la señora Varela y estoy en los Estados Unidos con mi esposo Enrique Varela y mi hijito Roberto. Mi esposo está en el servicio diplomático. 2 semanas no es tiempo suficiente para aprender el inglés. ¿Verdad, señor?
Well, yes.
He doesn't the Spanish either.
Oh.
Yeah, one year of high school.
Sí, mi esposo está en el servicio diplomático.
Shall we have a cup of tea?
Oh, sí, yes. Very nice house.
Don't run, Beaver.
Oh, Dad, this is Chewy. His real name is Varela. Chewy, this is my dad. His real name is Cleaver.
Hi, Chewy. You having fun?
Tengo mucho gusto en conocerlo, señor.
That's fine.
Chewy, la mano.
Hey, that's quite a grip you've got there.
¿Qué dice? He likes you.
Oh, gracias.
¿Dónde está su patio, Beaver?
Through the kitchen.
¿Tú tienes bicicleta?
No, my brother has.
I make going now.
If you must. It's certainly been nice meeting you.
It certainly has.
Well, goodbye.
And don't worry about Chewy.
Well, Chewy seems to be a cute little fellow. Gee, I hope Wally and Eddie are nice to him.
Uh-huh.
See, what did I come in here for? Oh, the claw hammer. Maybe it's in the closet.
Ward?
Yeah?
Isn't la mesa the Spanish word for chair?
No, I think it's la silla.
Oh, dear. Heaven knows what I told her to sit on.
Wally, will you ride me and Chewy on the handlebars when you get the bike fixed?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe. Wally, do we have to have these kids hanging around? Tell them to beat it.
Will you tell him, Eddie? You're taking Spanish and always bragging how good you are.
Can you really talk to him in Spaniard, Eddie?
If I want to.
Tell him he can stay overnight. And maybe in the morning we'll make a skate coaster.
Yeah, go on, Eddie.
Yeah, Eddie, go on.
¿Cómo está usted?
Bien, gracias. Beaver y yo podemos usar tu bicicleta?
He speaks Spanish, all right.
Well, what do you say about the skates?
Wally, if we gotta have these creeps in our hair.
Hey, Beef, maybe you and Chewy ought to play by yourselves.
Okay. Come on, Chewy, let's go to my room. Hasta la vista, Eddie.
Okay, don't make a big deal out of it.
Hey, Eddie, maybe the reason these folks won't talk to anybody is because they can't.
Ha! It's just because they're stuck up. Hey, you want to have some fun?
Well, maybe. What?
We'll teach Beaver how to say something in Spanish, and then have him tell it to Chewy.
Well, what's so funny about that?
We'll teach Beaver to say, usted tiene una cara como puerco.
Well, what's it mean?
You have a face like a pig.
Hey, wait a minute, Eddie. Isn't that kind of a dirty trick?
My dad says nothing's a dirty trick if it's funny enough.
Yeah, but I'm not sure that's funny enough.
Well, you laughed.
Yeah. Well, it just sounded funny. I don't think we should do it.
Okay, Wally, if you got no sense of humor. Hey, I gotta go in the house.
What for?
I'm gonna call my mother and tell her I had lunch over here.
Hi, Wally.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Where's Eddie?
We went in the house to phone his mom.
Oh. Say, Wally, I noticed Beaver and Chewy hanging around out here. You know, sometimes it's pretty easy to hurt another person's feelings. I just hope you wouldn't pick on anyone just because he was different.
Well, gee, Dad, I wouldn't hold it against a guy just because he wears short pants.
Well, I didn't think you would, Wally.
Boom! Está muerto! Bam! So's that one.
Chewy?
See?
Is it funny where you live in South America? Well, you know, funny. Different funny.
No, funny here.
Yeah. I guess it's always funny where somebody else lives.
Kitty say?
Never mind. Let's model some more soldiers.
See?
Bam!
Oh. Hey, Beaver. Come here a minute.
Me and Chewy?
No, just you.
Okay. I'll be right back, Chewy.
Okay, Beaver.
What do you want, Eddie?
Beef, how would you like to say something to Chewy in Spanish? I can teach you.
Gee, Eddie, that'd be swell. What could I say?
Just say, usted tiene una cara como puerco.
I couldn't even say that in English.
Try it. Usted tiene.
Usted tiene.
That's swell. Una cara.
Una cara.
Como puerco.
Como puerco.
Usted tiene una cara como puerco.
Usted tiene una cara como puerco.
That's great, Beaver.
Well, what does it mean?
It means... It means you're a swell guy.
Usted tiene una cara como puerco.
Boom! Boom! Todos los soldados están muertos.
Chewy?
Sí?
Usted tiene una cara...
Sí, yo tengo una cara.
Usted tiene una cara como...
puerco. Puerco.
Yeah, puerco.
Chewy, what are you doing? Chewy? Chewy?
Chewy, what's the matter?
Mi ayudado will be for es un chico muy malo.
Hey, you want some milk, Chewy?
Mi ayudado will be for es un chico muy malo.
Hey, but Chewy, wait a minute. Hey, Eddie, you didn't say anything to the Beaver, did you?
Who, me? You told me not to, didn't you?
I just talked to the Beaver. He doesn't know what happened.
Well, something must have happened if Chewy went home in tears.
Well, all I could get out of Beaver was that he said something, and then Chewy said something, and then Chewy went home.
Find out what's going on yet, Dad?
No, I haven't. Say, Wally, you wouldn't be back of this in any way, would you?
No. But maybe it's like Eddie says.
And what does Eddie say?
Well, he said even if you say hello to a Spaniard the wrong way, they're liable to get mad at you.
Where's Eddie now?
Well, he said he phoned his mother and she wanted him to go right home. You know, I think I'll go up and have a talk with Beef.
You know, Ward, it's a shame. Beaver and Chewy were getting along so well together.
Yeah, when Beaver gets into an argument with Larry or Whitey, I feel they can fight it out on equal terms. But Chewy's at a disadvantage, and I don't know what to do about it.
Sad part about it is that even if it's Beaver's fault, we wouldn't know how to say we were sorry. Would we?
What are you going to do, Beef? Sit up in your room and mope all day?
I don't know. I kind of like Chewy. He wasn't always telling me what to do like a lot of kids.
Well, gee, you still got Larry and a lot of guys in your class.
I know. But I know all those guys from around here. Chewy was the only friend I ever had from a long ways away.
Why? Come in.
Senor Clifford?
Yeah, sure. Won't you come in?
Wait. Won't you sit down? Not La Mesa this time. La Silla.
Well, I expect you've come about Chewy.
My boy is... ¿Qué es la palabra para llorar?
Llorar, to cry.
To cry. My boy is to cry.
Yes, Chewy's crying. We know that, but why? ¿Por qué?
Yo no sé por qué. Roberto estaba en su casa, y entonces regresó a nuestra casa y empezó a llorar.
Y a mí también.
I better get Beaver.
She's gone to get Beaver. Beaver. Gone to get.
La señora fue a traer a Beaver.
Está bien.
Well, are you sure you want to sit down?
No me parece un hombre malo.
Tiene una cara simpática.
¿Sabe que hablamos de él?
Dile algo en inglés.
¿Yo voy a decirle algo en inglés?
Sí.
Bueno. It is... good weather we are obtaining.
Oh, yes, yes. We usually obtain good weather this time of year.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Varela.
Buenas tardes, Beaver.
Beaver, Chewy is at home crying. Did you have a fight with him?
No, sir. He had a fight with me. Can I go now?
Beaver... look, we have to know what happened. Mr. and Mrs. Varela are very upset.
Do you said things to Roberto?
Who's Roberto?
Chewy, I think it's his nickname. Did you say something to hurt his feelings?
I guess so.
Si.
Si. What you say, Chiquito?
Who's Chiquito?
It's you. What did you say?
Well, I said, usted tiene un carro como...
sí.
Como un... puerco.
Vámonos.
Oh, hey, wait a minute. Look.
Mrs. Varela, look.
Beaver, what in the world does that mean?
I don't know. But every time you say it, everybody leaves the room.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Hello, Wally.
I looked for you in the house, but you weren't there.
Yeah, I came out here to kind of get away from things. Guess I've had about all the excitement I can stand for one day.
Yeah, I know, Dad. Well, I kind of think it might be my fault.
Wally, you mean to tell me you are responsible for this?
Well, what Beaver said to Chewy wasn't what Beaver wanted to say to Chewy. It was what Eddie wanted Beaver to say to Chewy.
Well, what did Beaver say to Chewy?
Well, he said it in Spanish, but... well, what it meant was that Chewy had the face of a pig.
Wally, you just stood by and let Eddie do all this?
Well, I told him not to, Dad, but, well, you know Eddie. Whenever you tell him not to do something, well, that's when he's got to go right ahead and do it.
Wally, I don't see how you put up with Eddie Haskell.
Well, I've known him since the second grade, and, well, even if he is kind of a rat, well, guy's got to have a best friend.
Well, we've got to figure out some way to apologize to Choi and his parents.
Yeah, but how are we going to do that? Well, they don't understand anything. Well, how are they going to know Beaver was kidding when he called Choi a pig?
I think I've still got my old textbook around here somewhere. I guess I can muster up enough high school Spanish to let the Varellas know we're sorry.
Yeah. You know, Dad, sometimes it must be tough having kids.
You know, Wally, that's the nicest thing you've said to me for a long time. Sinceramente, Ward Cleaver.
Ward? Huh? Have you finished that letter to the Varellas yet? You've been working on that for an hour.
Yeah, it's all finished. Yeah, boy, my Spanish is really rusty, though. It's the verbs that give you trouble. They just won't go where you want them to go.
Beaver's still pretty upset. I had a terrible time getting him to sleep tonight.
Well, I hope this letter straightens things out.
1 year of high school Spanish. I just hope it doesn't make things worse.
Not a fun?
No, Beaver. And it wasn't the phone last time. Come on now, eat your lunch.
Dad, do you think Chewie could have called while we were at church?
Now, Beaver, I sent them a special delivery letter, but you have to give them a little time.
Yes, it may take them a little while to translate your father's Spanish.
Yeah, maybe Chewie's in church. It probably takes longer to pray in Spanish.
Gee whiz. I bet Chewie never speaks to me again. And he even promised me sometime I could visit him in South America.
Why, Chewie.
Chewie?
Para usted, Senora Cleaver.
Why, thank you, Chewie.
Mi padre send.
Thank you. Ward, listen. We learn from our children, please accept our forgiveness. Via con Dios, Enrique and Carlotta Varela. Thank you.
You want to go up and shoot some marbles?
Sí, marbles? Vamos arriba, Beaver.
Come on, Chewie.
They're cute. I got to put these in water. Wally. Where are you going?
I'm going to go over and slug Eddie.
Wally, that's no way to talk. This is Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll wait till tomorrow and slug him in the cafeteria.
Wally, look. What, are you going to let him do that?
Imagine the Varella sending flowers. Hi, Beaver.
Hi, Dad.
Where's Wally?
Oh, he's in taking a bath. He's getting kind of fussy about himself since he got into high school.
Well, I guess that's just part of growing up. You had a lot of fun today, huh?
Yeah, Chewie's all right, Dad. When we play cowboys, he doesn't even mind getting shot.
Well, I'm sorry Eddie almost spoiled it for you.
Yeah, Dad. Why is Eddie always doing stuff like that?
Well, I'm afraid that's just Eddie's idea of having fun.
I wonder, when I get bigger, if I'll think it's fun. Blowing stuff for other guys.
What do you think?
Well, if that's the kind of fun you have when you get bigger, I don't think I want to get bigger.
I think you'll be all right, Beaver.
Oh, Dad?
Hmm?
Buenas noches.
Buenas noches, Beaver.
Thank you.